Dr. Jones. Dr. Klein. Paging Dr. Klein.
Hospitals give me the creeps.
Oh, come on. Think of a hospital as a place where people work tirelessly and selflessly to perform miracles.
Damn, I was this close.
How long is Dan gonna be here?
About 2 weeks.
You mean he's gonna have to spend his birthday alone?
Oh, Dan won't be alone. He'll be surrounded by people on the go.
Dan?
Oh my God, we're too late.
No, I'd say we're right on time.
I want to thank you for your assistance in the OR. Your performance was magnificent, nurse. By the way, you can get dressed now.
This hospital is woefully understaffed.
Philly, I want you back in that bed, and I want you to stay there. Do you understand what that means?
I won't be assisting with rounds.
Give me the reflex hammer. And the stethoscope. And the reflector.
Mine.
You've got to be kidding.
Unfortunately, he's not.
Who are you people?
We're his friends.
My condolences. Mr. Fielding, I want you in that bed. Alone.
You're the best.
Silly. I'm quite all right. I don't need this ridiculous operation. What are you going to say when your ulcer perforates and you start hemorrhaging? Does he always behave like a complete ass?
More news.
Thank you.
Can you cover for me in neuro?
Your surgery's at 7. God, I can't wait. Okay, come on.
Where are my birthday presents? Boom. You shouldn't have.
I figured you'd have some spare time on your hands.
Death be not proud.
Dan, you're gonna be just fine. I can feel it.
Well, thank you. Of course you can feel it. I mean, it's a well-established procedure. A lot of guys have little ulcer operations.
Dan, we know just how much guts this is taking.
About 2 feet, from what I understand. Come on, what do you say, huh? A little 7-card stud. Jacks are wild. Low card, pick your hole, huh? Oh, come on, you in or what?
Dan, you can't behave like this. You're in a hospital. You have to follow your doctor's orders, and you have to get complete rest. I'm in.
Dan, the staff at this hospital has a first-class reputation. I mean, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I'm here to take D. Fielding to the morgue.
Okay, what's the second worst thing that could happen?
Mr. Fielding is alive.
Look here, buddy. I'm breathing over here.
This poses a problem.
Obviously, there's been some kind of mistake.
Ain't no mistake. I got the paperwork right here.
Sorry, Dan. I tried my best.
He's here for a simple operation.
I'll check back later.
Over my dead body.
It's the date.
Make sure you give my regards to the lovely Mrs. Dracula. Think you know something I don't?
Oh, Dan, don't be ridiculous. What are the odds of something going wrong, huh? Probably the same odds as stepping off a curb, getting hit by a bus. So, what you plan to do with this watch?
Here are those files you requested, Your Honor.
Thanks.
alphabetized. Ah. With little red tags marking points of interest.
Gee, neat.
May I say something else? Though I'm just subbing here as assistant DA, it's been a pleasure working with you.
Yeah, well.
It's been a pleasure working with all of you. Matt. Christine. Well. And, of course, Roz. That's all I have to say.
Real nice guy.
Yep.
Very polite.
Yep.
Kind of makes you want to barf. Yep. What's next, Mac?
Dansky versus Rosenstein.
Oh, isn't this a pooper scooper case?
Uh-huh.
Mac, have you seen the evidence?
Hey, I tagged it.
Let's save that one till after lunch.
I'm with you, sir.
What else?
People versus Green. Here's the file.
Well, not wishing to prejudge any case, what is the specific charge against Sister Ralph?
He was apprehended in front of St. Patty's attempting to solicit funds for the home for wayward brunettes.
Defense pleads guilty, Your Honor.
And the state appreciates that plea from the lovely and able public defender. They're very, very welcome.
Make that a $50 fine, and Ralph, don't let this kind of thing become a habit.
Let's move it, sister.
Hey, respect the uniform, if not the man.
I hated you and Norma Ray.
Hi, everybody.
Dan Fielding, what the hell are you doing here? You're supposed to be in the hospital.
Ah, oh, hey, why hang around that dump, huh? I'm fine.
Go ahead.
No, I'm okay. I'm okay, okay. I just tripped over a
gum wrapper.
On your walker, Dan.
Walker?
They didn't want him to leave the hospital so early. They insisted he use this.
Give it to me. Let me get to my desk.
Take your time, Dan. And watch out for the gate.
Thank you, sir.
Oh. All right.
Looks like you're in a little discomfort there, buddy.
Buddy? Did you say buddy?
Who the hell are you?
I am Albert Rogers, the assistant DA temporarily assigned to this courtroom.
Get out.
No, you see, I was
told. No, you see, I am the district attorney around here.
Oh, but I was told.
I don't care what you were told.
Yeah, but you see, I was.
Phil! Scalpel!
Sir, if you're absolutely sure you won't be needing me.
Dan, you think you can work?
Sir, I assure you I can do this.
Well, I guess we won't be needing you, Mr. Rogers.
That's right. Go back to your neighborhood, Mr. Rogers. You think you can do that?
We'll give you a call if we need you to come back.
It would be a great pleasure.
I knew he was going to say that.
May I say you're looking lovely this evening.
I can break cinder blocks with my forehead.
May I say goodbye?
All right, let's get back to work, Mac.
Yes, sir.
Dan, what can you possibly do in this condition?
Try me. You might be surprised.
We're already here, people. Dan?
Coming, sir.
Dan?
might I suggest a medicated shampoo?
Oh, my God.
What's the matter?
I think I'm gonna sneeze.
So?
Stitches, woman, stitches.
What happens if he sneezes?
You ever see the movie Alien? You got it.
Dan, are you sure we shouldn't just call Mr. Rogers back?
Sir, I'm fine. I am completely capable of performing my duties. Pull!
Well, fine, now that we're all vertical. Let's give it a shot, Mac.
People versus Barbarella.
Whatever you do, don't look directly at her.
What's the charge here, Mr. Prosecutor?
Oh, I need my file, sir.
I'll put it on your table.
Oh, God.
Dan, if you can't discharge the duties of your job, then you really have no place here in the courtroom.
All right, I'll get it.
Dan. Settle down.
I did it. Way to go.
Dan?
Prosecution rests.
Will you be my friend?
Hey, how you doing, pal?
If I had a gun, I would shoot you.
Almost back to normal.
Would you look at him?
Do I have to?
Gee, Dan, how do you eat with that thing sticking up your nose?
This is how I eat. I'm getting kind of full. Somebody want to finish my carrots?
No, thanks. We sucked up dinner before we came.
So I hear you're going to be just fine.
That's what they tell me.
No reason for him to lie. Unless you're desperately and hopelessly ill.
Oh, took a turn for the worse, did we?
You. Get the hell out.
Hey, didn't anybody tell you it's not polite to talk with your nose full?
Dan, what is going on with you? Hey,
listen, if you don't mind.
Well, Dan, we do mind. Why did you come back to work early? Why are you risking your health?
Because he's nuts. How are you feeling, Mr. Fielding?
I am in great pain.
Good. Oral? Yes. Disappointed? No, you have a very stupid friend here.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Thank you. Doesn't seem to understand he's a very sick man. You know, Fielding, it's my obligation to do everything I can to ensure your recovery. That's part of my Hippocratic Oath. That's the canon of dignity and mercy we doctors hold sacred.
Will you be my friend?
Now, where was I?
Dignity and mercy.
Oh, yes. I want to talk to the duty nurse about your enema.
I'm not going to pay for any enema.
My treat.
Well, we'll be going.
What, so soon? You don't want to stick around for dessert? We're going to be inhaling some baked Alaska.
Dan, if you're not going to listen to the doctor, you're going to listen to me. If you don't slow down, you're going to die. Now, what do I have to do to keep you in bed? Oh, we got to be going now.
Well, Dan, you know what they say. As long as you got your health. Or insurance. Bye.
Bye, Dan.
I'll catch up with you guys downstairs.
Change your mind about dessert, Harry? I'll call up for an extra tube.
Dan, can I say something to you in confidence?
Of course, sir.
You're a jerk.
Your secret is safe with me.
Something is making you act this way. What is it? What was that thing about getting back to work so quick? Are you afraid your job's going to be taken away from you?
Hey, listen. You want to watch a little TV with me?
Dan, I want to talk to you.
Petticoat Junction. Highly underrated as far as I'm concerned.
Now, something is making you act recklessly. What is it? Have you got some kind of repressed emotional conflict that you're afraid to look at?
Listen to yourself. Who the hell do you think you are? Always psychoanalyzing everybody.
Dan.
Do you remember that dream I told you about me being chased by the giant cucumbers through the Grand Canyon? You thought that had sexual overtones.
Dan, I am real concerned about you as a friend.
Friend?
Dan, I want to talk to you.
I don't want to talk to you. I am not going to listen. Has it ever occurred to you that the only reason I ever listen to you is because it is my job? I have to.
I'm afraid visiting hours are over.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Dan.
I'll be back in a half an hour.
What for?
Your sponge bath. I have an itsy bitsy sponge. Ha!
Dan? Are you lonely too?
Next time it won't be empty.
Hi, Dan.
Sheila.
Dan, I came as soon as I heard.
Where did you get the uniform?
I used to be a candy striper. I get off on mercy.
So, what brings you by?
Gifts.
Little kibitzing. You know, it's very strange. I wonder why is it that the only time you show up in my life is when I'm ill or incapacitated.
Luck? Dan, I want you. I want you like never before.
Sheila, this is a hospital. I've got wires attached to my body monitoring my vital signs. I've got a tube running up my nose.
I sense reluctance.
Reluctance? Don't you understand the meaning of the word restraint?
A device that restricts movement. Oh, this is wonderful. Is this available in King?
Sheila, I can barely move.
I understand. I'll drive. I want you now.
Sheila, listen, this is my life. We're talking about my life. Are you so driven by pathological need that you would put it at risk just to satisfy your tawdry kicks?
Should I stop?
No!
No. Where was I?
Dan, I want you. I want you now.
Thank you.
Don't mention it.
Come here, Dan.
Coming.
Now, open your mouth and say, ah.
Hey, everybody, let's go.
Dr. Jones?
Come on, sir, this is gonna be fun.
Fun? The last time I saw Dan Fielding, he treated me like scum. Why in the world would I want to see him again?
To watch him suffer?
Good enough for me.
It's Dan's birthday, so everybody put on your hats.
Oh, why are we doing this?
Dan is sick and we have to cheer him up.
Does that mean we have to humiliate ourselves?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it does.
Oh, no, I don't have a hat for Bull.
Somehow, I don't think that's going to be a problem.
I'm late.
There was a puddle on the corner and I got suctioned to the pavement for a while.
Well, why are you wearing that costume?
Because it's Saturday.
Yeah, it's always nice to slip out of the uniform on weekend. Get into something a little more comfortable.
I entertain kids at the orphanage on Saturdays. Children just love this get-up.
A little advice. Change your shoes before you get stuck in front of a bus.
You mean
Bobo got a boo-boo?
It's party time.
Hey, everybody. Surprise!
I'm afraid Mr. Fielding is in a coma.
Introducing BioChannel at 8. Every night, you'll see stars at 8.
I'm not the genius they say I am, and I'm not the idiot they say I am.
Close-ups at 8.
If you lose confidence in what you're doing, then it takes an awful lot to get to the end of the scene.
Life is great every night on BioChannel.